Senator Ted Stevens was indicted Tuesday by a federal grand jury on 7 counts of failing to disclose thousands of dollars of services provided to him by Vico. Several state legislators were previously convicted for accepting gifts from the company. Stevens is the first sitting U.S. senator to face federal indictment since 1993. An Alaskan had a variety of reactions to the news. Don Graves was dismayed, saying he hoped the charges were not true.
I think it's very unfortunate that it's occurring, and the man has done a lot of great things here for the state and this community, for the fishing industry, and in general for the people in the state of Alaska. And hopefully when all this is done, we'll let the legal system take its course, but I really feel for the man, and I think we need to really look out for him.
Dan Winters said it might have a negative impact on the state.
Yeah, my reaction is how many politicians are going to be left if we're going to indict every one of them for false statements? And if we lose Ted Stevens, we're going to lose a lot of money coming into the state.
But Lou Webb said she thought the charges were important to investigate.
If you're hiding that kind of money, you need to be indicted for it. So, I mean, gifts, somebody's paying him off for something. We need to find out what and why.
Multiple people refused to comment on tape, citing potential negative reactions to their opinions from city officials. Mayor Shirley Marquardt has publicly endorsed Senator Stevens. She could not be reached for comment. In Onalaska, I'm Ann Hillman.